This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out from the U.S. Trade Representative's office the other day, the Trump administration's 2019 trade policy agenda. I totally get if you maybe didn't read it. The thing ran 373 pages all in. You know who did read it, though? Or did a heavy skim anyway, she tells me? Tracy Samuelson on the trade desk is who. Top of the list for the White House, she points out, getting a deal with China and getting the new NAFTA through Congress. And on that last one, well, here's Tracy on the especially tricky politics of modern trade agreements.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA.
President Trump signed the USMCA back in November, flanked by leaders from Canada and Mexico.
A truly groundbreaking achievement. Modern day agreement.
A presidential signing is usually the last stop of the legislative process, the act that makes a bill a law. But with trade agreements, the signing ceremony is just that, ceremony, often the start of a long, tough fight to get the deal approved by Congress.
The dynamic has typically been presidents negotiate agreements, presidents from either party, Republicans overwhelmingly support it, and enough Democrats get dragged along to make it possible.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, is on the Senate Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction on trade matters. He says the USMCA faces an especially tough path.
Now we're in a dynamic where it's very different. We have a president who's much less pro-trade than the Republican consensus has been historically. And Democrats do not appear as enthusiastic about working with this president as they might have been with others.
Toomey is a big advocate for free trade, but he doesn't like the new NAFTA.
I would oppose it in its current form.
He doesn't like that it has to be renewed every 16 years, doesn't like that it includes minimum wage requirements for auto workers, doesn't like the way it changes a system in the original NAFTA to handle investor disputes.
Now, theoretically, the implementing legislation could improve upon a number of these provisions. But I don't think the administration has any intention of improving. They see these items as features, not flaws.
Democrats have their own issues with the deal. Here's Speaker Pelosi back in December.
This bill does not have, it has good features to it, but they don't matter at all if you don't have enforcement. So enforcement in terms of the labor provisions, enforcement in terms of the environmental provisions.
Other Democrats are worried that patent protections for a certain class of drugs are too long and will lead to higher prices. And newly in charge of the House of Representatives, Democrats have a lot of power here.
Nancy Pelosi, famously, with the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement, sat on that agreement for 4 years while she was Speaker.
Christopher Sands runs the Center for Canadian Studies at Johns Hopkins University.
She was holding it to some extent hostage so she could get leverage to get other concessions out of the administration.
This was around the financial crisis, and Pelosi said Congress needed to prioritize the worsening U.S. economy. Now, just when the USMCA will come up for a vote isn't yet clear. But the longer Congress waits, the more the deal will become an election issue.
Most members of Congress are looking at how it's going to affect their constituents and how it will affect the re-election coming up in 2020. And I think that the gamble here is going to be, what's my vote worth? And if I approve this agreement now, will my constituents be happier?
Which is how the fate of big trade agreements can often rest on a few divisive issues, even if they're relatively small parts of the deal. Drug patents were also a big hang-up for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which never got a vote in Congress despite a big push from the Obama administration. And if Washington was hyper-partisan then...
The politics are much more uncertain now, I'd say.
Mac Dresler specializes in the politics of trade at the University of Maryland.
The problem is, I think, for Democrats, is a lot of them both are skeptically inclined and don't want to give Trump a victory. And Republicans are quite shaky in terms of Trump's approach to trade more generally.
Dresler says some Republicans might prefer sticking with the old NAFTA over the new USMCA, which leaves the White House with a very uncertain path forward. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.